All right, this is a setting the bar story, or is it?
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in, or maybe you should do this?
Yeah, typically setting the bar stories are, you know, a small little hurdle for you to leap over. We set the bar very low for you. Now, I don't know if necessarily this is a setting the bar story or not, but if you can manage to make it through the day without charging your guests $333 to attend your own wedding, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's a pricey admission fee.
Yeah, but is it like, is it something that you're like, oh, well, you know what? They're
genius idea.
Genius for doing this because
no, I don't think so.
People did, and they were able to slash the price of their wedding from and saving them around $70,000.
What kind of a wedding were they
saving? Saving them $70,000.
How much did the wedding actually cost then?
The
if
wedding,
they're saving $70,000, what are they, are they getting married at the Taj Mahal? What is happening?
$70,000 was saving, their wedding was around $150,000.
Okay.
So that all equates right to about 210 people showing up. And paying the $333.
I'm going to tell you right now, you do not need to spend $150,000.
Well,
on
say
your
that
wedding
to Nova and Remo. They are the couple that
wow
are getting married.
$150,000 out the gate. That's the numbers they were starting at. And I said, wait, people choose to go to Beyonce's concerts because they know that they're going to have an experience.
Yeah, so they were like, you know,
oh,
people,
it's going to be worth it. Hashtag
people
worth
spend
it
money for like concert tickets. How is this different?
So she's putting herself on the same level as Beyonce. Got
let's
it
put the stress on the guests and less on the tickets for a wedding.
I was like, babe, people aren't going to come. What do you guys think?
Who do you,
you
think
are?
You are Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah, so they understood
exactly
the irony in that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But
the 333, listen, I don't spend that for concert tickets. I don't care. I'm not going to go see Beyonce if that's what it's going to cost me, let alone. And then so did people also buy a gift, or is the gift giving $333 to pay to come to the wedding?
I mean, that's a good question. I would imagine people probably gave them gifts too.
Wow.
Yeah. Because when you go to a concert and you spend money on the ticket, you're still going to buy
merch
or popcorn or whatever when
wow
you're there. So is this a setting the bar story?
Because did everybody do it though? Did they have the like all everybody in the guest list?
I don't
do
know
that.
I don't know how many people they invited.
Hmm. She said like 210, right?
Well, I just did the math.
Oh.
And if they saved around $70,000, about 210 people would have showed up spending that sort of money.
I would imagine there were way more on the guest list if it was going to cost them $150,000.
Yeah, so I don't know. Is the setting the bar part the people who are...
The people who paid it?
Paid it to go?
The sorry
or,
suckers who
yeah,
paid
because,
$333 to go to the wedding?
Right. I
was
mean,
not for Beyonce and Jay-Z?
Are you hating on them for saying, hey, do you want to come to our wedding? It's going to cost you this because...
I guess hate the game, not the player.
I guess.
Maybe.
At the same time, I'm also thinking, hey, to your point, why are you spending $150,000 on your wedding?
Exactly.
I mean, I understand maybe New York City, things are going to be a little bit more pricey, but maybe scale it back a little bit.
You can find a more economical way to tie the knot.
Yeah, like find a place in New Jersey where you can get
and still
get
have
married
a great party.
Right,
I understand
exactly
the need to want to throw
yeah
an epic party,
all
sure.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But all wow.
Right. Anyway, so setting the bar. Not really sure if it's a setting the bar story
I think
or
it's
not
a feel good for them.
Feel good for
they
them, maybe.
They pulled off a $150,000 wedding for half the price.
Yep, that's for sure. So yeah, if you can make it through the day without charging your guests $333 to attend your own wedding, you're doing okay.
I would not personally have the gall to ask that.
Yeah, what would the wedding invite be? Save the date and some
money.